You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Hey, you guys! I'm making my lunch! So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, that one!
Hey everybody!
It's Lunchtime Show.
Hello.
Tuesday, the Lunchtime Show. I'm here with Bill. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me. It's the Lunchtime Show in Mulberry, live from the Mulberry Food Court. We're here, and we're eating. What do you got today, Bill?
Well, today I'm just sipping on some honey and lemon water. I'm on a diet starting this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good. Why honey water? Is it just good for the throat and stuff?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing the radio thing. I talked to Audio Herald. And he said the best thing for a radio voice is hot water with lemon and honey. That way you don't produce a smacking of your lips whenever you talk.
Right.
And it clears your throat.
You should also be sitting in a room with a loud echo and preferably a hum like the whole time
you're
talking.
Yeah, I meant to get a dehumidifier in my room, but it's just too small for the whole entire food court. We need something larger, maybe like a boiler.
Yeah. Well, I'm having some Texadelphia. What that is it's a mixture of Texas and Philadelphia. I guess what would you call Philadelphia? The Philly cheesesteak, but it's with a Texas flavor. I don't know. It looks
that's
like Philly cheesesteak to me, but yeah, Texas.
So that's a schizophrenic cheesesteak?
Yeah, that's one of Steven's favorite places. It's like, hey, where do you want to eat? Texadelphia? It's like, is there another place we could eat at, please?
I thought you were saying that his favorite place to eat is the schizophrenic cheesesteak.
Yeah. His favorite Mexican place is called Don Pablo's, and it's like the worst Mexican food you've ever had.
Yeah, that's like two steps down. That's Mexican fast food.
Right, and it's like, hey, where do you eat? Let's eat at Don Pablo's. It's like, what? Is there any other place that we could possibly eat at?
You live in Texas, which is, what, 40%?
Don Pablo's is hideous.
Latin, so why don't you go to a real place?
You could get some great Tex-Mex here in Texas, but no, we got to eat at Don Pablo's, which has the worst tasting, like, ground beef. It's just nasty. So
don't they have pizza shooters and jalapeno poppers?
Extreme fajitas, yeah. Extreme fajitas. Now, Bill, we almost didn't make the show today, which is crazy, but...
sorry, that's my fault.
Well, no, it's really my fault because I just dropped Kiefer off. We got loaded last night. And,
I heard about that.
He wanted to drive, and I had to walk home, basically, because old Kiefer... He got the DUI, but luckily they let me go because I wasn't driving.
Oh, okay. So you were in the car with him?
Yeah, I was in the back.
Oh. Well,
asleep.
That's not very smart. You should have known better.
We were partying at Ricky Rackman's, whatever it was.
Cat House.
Yeah, at the Cat House, visiting Evil Dick. Had a little too many Gravitas ales. Have you ever had that?
No, I haven't, but I hear it's very dramatic.
Gravitas Dark Ale. It's delicious.
I was going to join you guys, but I just had to watch Dancing with the Stars last night.
Really? How was that?
Yeah. There's nothing better than high-def TNA.
That's right.
It was okay. It was really good until Marie Osmond came on, and then I wanted to rip my eyes out.
Yikes. How much of a train wreck was Mark Cuban?
You know what? I won't see that until tonight, because last night was just the women, and tonight is the men.
Oh, really? So the ratings will drop tonight?
Yeah, well, no, because the female dancers are pretty tight.
I gotcha.
There's one named Kim Johnson. She's from Australia. Oh, lordy.
Oh, so you're... So they've got the women contestants, which are kind of hot. They're celebrities or whatever. But then you cut to the celebrity, I mean, the dancers on the show, and they're super hot, right?
Yeah, the dancers are just like in a whole nother arena. They are just incredibly hot.
Jane Seymour's on there this season, isn't she?
Yeah, she looks great, and she did amazing last
night. She's a classic beauty.
Yeah, they did a foxtrot last night, and she just glided. She was beautiful.
Nice. What other women are on there?
There's Josie Moran, who's a Victoria's Secret model, who is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, just a natural beauty.
Right.
They do these segments where they're practicing before they do the big show, and she was wearing no bra with this really tight shirt on, and I thought I was going to faint. I mean, it just, they disguise this show as a family show, yet it's just a showcase for beautiful women and beautiful men. It's hilarious.
With spray-on tans?
Oh, my God. You should have saw Wayne Newton last night.
Oh, geez, I don't want
he
to.
He was orange. He was literally orange.
Did he have that so Nerf wig on?
Yeah, and it was funny because they can't spray up into the hairline. So right at the hairline, it was pale white.
Hey, Bill, before we go any further, I want to thank our Australian listener, Wongus. I believe his name is Paul Wong Pan. He donated to the show, to the Mulberry Fund, and he said that he loves our show, and that's why he donated to us. So let's thank Wongus.
That's a terrific name, too, because I love Asian cinema. I assume he's Asian. What nationality? I have no idea. I can't tell by the name, but I do love Asian cinema. So, hey, if you have anything to do with Asian cinema, I like you.
Yeah, Wongus, he's great. And with this money, we've gotten two donations so far. And if people want to keep adding to the donation till on nowhereinmulberry.com or PayPal, that money's going to someplace good, Bill. I'm planning on... spending the money. If you go to tvpredictions.com and look on the left there, it says hire Swanee, Philip Swan. And if we hired Swanee to come on the show, how genius would that be?
Swanee, that would be great. We need
how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
Oh, I love Swanee. President
we need to have
CEO.
Him on for a lunchtime interview about high def format.
Yeah, we do. I want to have him on. He has his phone number on the site. I just need to get the nerve to call old Swanee.
I'll call him.
I'm worried that he'll go, my appearance fee is $500.
Please, we would be promoting his website.
Yeah, come on. You're the president and CEO and publisher of TVPredictions.com. What are you charging us for?
Can't find out that we make fun of him, though.
No, if he said, well, I'll go and listen to early shows. No, don't do that.
Oh, here's a special update straight into the Mulberry Bill news desk. I just received Halo 3.
Oh, awesome. I don't think that... Is that for the Xbox 360?
Yes, it is.
Nice. That's
so,
everyone.
Anybody who has Halo 3 or Xbox Live, contact me. Username, Mulberry Bill.
See, hey, Mulberry Fund, everyone donate so I can get an Xbox 360.
any ripping you hear in the background is me cracking open my new Halo 3.
Nice, Bill. Now, Bill, we have a lunchtime show official phone number if anyone wants to call in and talk to us at 818-935-5132. If you would like to call in and talk about Dancing with the Stars or...
Oh, and by the way, Andy... If you watch Dancing with the Stars, you know that I'm not gay. Please.
No, I have to
watch it for the dancing.
I couldn't watch it because last night Chuck came on, How I Met Your Mother. Too many things come on at the same time on Mondays.
Yeah, I had my cable DVR, my DirecTV DVR, my TiVo downstairs, and my TiVo in my bedroom going at the same time, getting different shows.
Nice.
So this is going to be an interesting season.
Now, last night, Bill, we had a lot of huge premieres, and we'll get to that a bit later, but tonight, Reaper premieres on the CW.
Oh, yes.
That's the show that Kevin Smith directed the pilot. A lot of people keep saying Kevin Smith's Reaper. All he did was direct the pilot. He didn't write the script. He may have been creative during the pilot making process, but he has nothing to do...
He's a producer, right? He's a co-executive producer also.
Right. I don't think he's having anything to do with the creative end from now on after the pilot.
Well, I really hope that he doesn't direct another episode, because I watched the first 10 minutes of... it on the CW site, and wow, you know, dude, give up the trying to direct an action thing.
Well,
not gonna work.
Well, it's gotten a lot of good reviews, Bill, and I'll be willing to check it out tonight.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying the direction is.
What do you mean, like camera work or?
Yeah, the camera work, the vision.
Maybe he just had a bad camera operator.
But it's very funny the first 10 minutes, so I'm looking forward to...
That's the thing. Kevin Smith isn't really known for like camera movement and stuff. He's more known for his writing, I would think.
Yeah. So why would he direct an episode if he didn't write it?
Well, I think because a director brings more than just camera movement. They also bring a sense of direction to the script.
Well, also it brings a fan base.
Right, right. That helps. The phone number again is 818-935-5132. 818-935-5132. So if anyone wants to call in and talk to us on the Lunchtime Show, we'd be willing to pull up a chair and let you talk to us. But
and that excludes you, Andy.
Is it because of that Dancing with the Stars comment? No, if Andy tuned in just for one episode, he'll see what you're talking about. Lots of hot chicks.
Yeah, I know that you don't like to watch it because you can't get past the dancing, but I made you watch it one time just because of the high-def feed.
It's a gorgeous show.
It's the best-looking high-def show on television because it's shot live with those really high-resolution high-def cameras.
Right. I'd be willing to have it on, but it's on the same time as Chuck, and I'm recording that. It's on the same time as How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory, which was... wow.
I told you, man. I knew from the commercials that was going to be
painful. The thing. It's about these nerdy guys. There's two main nerdy guys and one and two of their friends, but then this hot chick, Kelly Cuoco. The thing is, they're supposed to be geeky nerd guys, but when you try too hard to have an actor be a nerd, instead of, you know... Geeky guys, just be yourself. I mean, they're trying too hard is what I think. They're not real people. They're caricatures of what a geek would be or a nerd.
Yeah, geeks aren't normally outwardly, like, geeky, except there's like, a select few that are, like, you can tell, holy crap, that's a geek.
Right.
But most geeks, you know, you can't really tell them. And they don't talk like that, like they do on that show.
Right. And, I mean, I can agree that they would probably be hot for Kelly Cuoco if she moved in next door.
Yeah, and I don't even find her that attractive. She's kind of stumpy, like a fire plug.
But you know what? I love How I Met Your Mother. I remember when I first watched the pilot of that with my wife, I was like, man, this show blows. And about a month later, after watching, I was like, this show's pretty good, you know? So I've learned not to judge right away on the pilots. I watch a first couple of episodes, and then I decide.
I'm not a huge sitcom fan. We've covered that in the show. But I'm just not, you know, I can't really get into them. The writing, it's like joke after joke after joke.
Right.
And I just can't.
There can be some really bad sitcoms in the world, like... Family Matters with Urkel or Full House.
Like, I've watched that 2.5 Men, and there will be times where I'll laugh, but it's like, then it's equaled in painful things. Like,
right.
Oh, it just so I can't really get into sitcoms, but I can understand the appeal.
There are shows that I've loved. Some of my favorite sitcoms are like News Radio. I was a big Cheers fan. Just stuff like that. So there,
oh, yes, but that was like the golden age.
Yeah, there
of sitcoms.
Can be. There's more bad sitcoms than there are good. Trust me.
Yeah. Now, I even watched Frasier. I thought Frasier was good.
Yeah, I love Frasier because I love that situational. I mean, no, it's called a sitcom, but what I mean is like it was a true situational comedy where something Frasier's trying to do one thing while something else is happening, and there's people he's trying to hide the fact that he's got this beautiful model in the bedroom when his wife shows ex-wife shows up dropping their son off, and meanwhile the dad is in there and he's getting drunk playing poker or something. It's just all this stuff, and it could be really hilarious.
And I think that had to do with the fact that the people that wrote it also wrote those classic ones like Cheers and all that. You know, that was the old guard writing that show.
You know what's funny about Two and a Half Men? It's like the top sitcom on television. Consistently number one.
Charlie Sheen has decent comedic delivery, and so does John Cryer, even though I preferred him in... what was that movie he did where he was like a stock...
Hiding out.
Yeah, he
went back to high school to hide from gangsters trying to kill him.
Yeah, he dyed his hair on the sides.
That's one of my wife's favorite movies, Hiding Out.
Really?
Oof. But
I would watch it when it was on in the 80s or even the 90s, but man, now that I saw it recently because I thought of it. We were talking about it not long ago, and man, is that bad. It has that kid from... Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, too.
I remember. You know what? He was in that great movie. What is that? Oh, man, I just lost it out of my brain. And Superman 4, that's it. Quest for Peace. Wasn't he great in that? Lex Luthor's nephew. Genius.
Yeah, that was a canon film, right?
Yeah, that was bad. You know what's funny is tonight, Victor Cifuentes returns to primetime television, Bill. Kane on CBS.
Oh, really?
He runs a sugar cane empire? What?
Does that mean that he's not allowed on Lost anymore, or...
What was he... The last show he's on NYPD Blue.
Oh, yeah, wrong guy, sorry.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The Batmanuel.
Batmanuel.
But the thing is, Kane, he runs a sugar cane empire, and I guess... High fructose corn syrup gangsters are trying to overthrow his family.
Nice.
So that's pretty interesting. I can't wait to see that.
Maybe they're raw sugar hippies. Even more dangerous.
Bill, I hate to bring up Family Guy again, but did you see that they did the Star Wars episode on Sunday?
Not only did I see that they did it, I watched it, and afterwards, I actually killed myself. I resurrected, but I killed myself.
You have risen... Now, what'd you think? Seriously, were there some laughs in it?
No, and in fact, I was offended at one part whenever they can't leave anything
alone.
Bill,
we have a phone call. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let's see who's here. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the
Nowhere
line?
Mulberry?
Yes, it is.
Hiding Out is a great movie.
Hiding Out, yes, we didn't say it was bad.
what did Bill say, that it was bad comedic timing or something?
No. I said that John Cryer has good comedic timing and that the show Two and a Half Men wasn't good. But I said that I watched Hiding Out just recently, and it wasn't as good as I remembered it being in the 80s and 90s. But I didn't say it was bad.
I still think it's a great movie regardless.
And you do agree Superman 4 was bad, though, right?
Which one was that again?
The Quest for Peace.
Is that with Richard Pryor?
No, that was 3. 4 was Nuclear Man, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, I don't like Two and a Half Men either.
By the way, this is my wife, everybody. Hello, Heather.
I couldn't tell by the voice.
I hate how Two and a Half Men is always the same situation every week where they're picking on John Cryer. It gets on my nerves.
Yeah, and Charlie Sheen is always sleeping with someone.
Yeah, he gets.
Have, like, a disease by now?
He gets laid real easily.
Well, talk of his divorce documents online. I think he probably does have a disease.
You know what I love is their mother, the actress that plays their mother. She was also on Bosom Buddies. I think she's a great actress.
Yeah. But she, now it's so funny how she was on Bosom Buddies. Buddies is one of the women that, you know, was part of that group, and now she's a mother in everything.
Yeah.
Whether and it's always a TV show sitcom where she's the mother. Like, wasn't she on that Taya Leone show where she was a reporter or something?
The Naked Truth. Yeah, that's right. Now, Heather, are you excited about Kane on CBS?
I think it's going to be interesting.
With Victor Cifuentes?
Yes, but I think we need to get more DVRs to match the number that Bill has for all the shows we need to record.
Yeah,
I know,
we do.
It's ridiculous. It's just that once I got addicted to TiVo, I couldn't have anything but a TiVo. So they had those sales where they would sell a refurbished unit on their website for like $50. And I was like, hey, $50, I'll buy that. So I just kind of bought one
Heather,
for every room.
Heather, can you tell Bill how insane I get when I'm trying to adjust the HD antenna to get shows in?
It's like the worst thing in our family.
Well, you know, when you upgrade...
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, there's feedback. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Once you upgrade to that new DirecTV unit, it actually brings in all the locals in, you know, the MPEG-4 stream. So you won't have to fight with the antenna as much, if at all, to get your locals.
Yeah, that's well, what... last night I said, Heather, I'm going to hook up the new box. I can't take this anymore.
Well, the only thing I'm not looking forward to is the fact that when you record two shows at once, you can't watch either one.
Yeah, is that right, Bill? If I record from one channel, say I record CBS and NBC at the same time, I can't watch either of those. I have to watch a recorded thing while those are recording.
Really?
Yeah, have you tried that?
No, I haven't, but I thought you could watch whatever you were recording.
Because what it says is, record two shows at once while watching a recorded show. And I'm like, what does that mean?
I think it means that you can actually record two shows at once, and if you want, you don't have to watch one of those. You can watch something that was recorded.
It doesn't?
I think they're just, they're just kind of explaining the benefits of it.
Oh, okay.
Because not very clearly.
Okay, well, I'm test that today, Bill, because I'm eventually going to have to switch that new box because I was trying to get the HD antenna to record NBC, Fox, and CBS all at the same time, different shows. Well, not at the same time, like one show ends 30 minutes, another one on Fox begins or whatever, and then Chuck is recording. So I have to have the antenna perfect where it's bringing in all those channels and a good signal at the same time. And the Big Bang Theory started messing up, and it was driving me crazy.
Well, you know what makes me really angry is the networks now are doing this game where they'll run a show over by a minute, and it causes you to miss the first minute or
right.
two of a show on a different channel. And it's just not cool. I do not like these little time-shifting games they're playing to mess around with people that prefer to record and watch later.
Right. Now, Heather, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes, but yes.
Okay, I need to tell you something. That the first NHL game of the season premieres on September 29th on HDNet, Kings versus Ducks. So that's on your birthday.
What?
Yeah.
That's on Saturday?
That's right.
Was that the game from England?
Yeah, it's from London, England.
Wow. That's interesting.
I'm sorry, somebody just tried to call, but I couldn't answer because I could only have one person on the line at the time. So, call back in a second. I'm sorry, say again, Heather?
Have a great show, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye,
Heather.
Bye. Bye.
Your wife's cool.
Yes, she is. She loves hockey. Sorry about whoever called in while she was there. If you want to call back in, I'll answer the phone this time. Right, Foggy? I got the thumbs up. Okay, thank you. He's got all his cool hand signals, Bill.
Well, he was in the Navy, right? Where he aircraft carrier, and he signaled the planes into land.
My favorite hand signal he gives is a point, and he points. And it's like, what the hell does that mean? But you realize he's pointing to the restroom. He's saying, I've got to go to the restroom.
Oh, well, that's better than holding his butt.
Yeah.
I told him to stop doing that.
Now, that was great. We had our first call-in on the lunchtime show, and it was my wife. Hey, you realize she set a record? First call-in on Nowhere in Mulberry, first call-in on the lunchtime show.
She's something else.
Now, whoever just called in, go ahead and give us a call back. Now, I want to talk about something. Oh, wait, we've got a call. Hey, I spoke too soon. Hello. Hello, how are you? Hold on, I'm having difficulties juggling this. I'm trying. I'm not having a good time, Bill. I'm messing up. And, call back! Sorry, I didn't get to it in time. I have too many windows open, Bill.
What was I talking about before the call? I should have wrote that down.
I think we were talking about John Cryer, basically. Or did we move
on? Oh, okay, well then we're done.
Now, I wanted to talk about that. Oh, we talked about Family Guy, and
what I was going to say was there's, like, nothing sacred with them. At the scene where, you know, they go into hyperspace, there's, like, the spinning light tunnel, and then they start playing the Doctor Who theme, and the fourth Doctor comes up, and, you know, and I was just like, oh, are you serious? You got to work Doctor Who into Family Guy now, and in no less in the Star Wars episodes. Stop it. It just made me angry. I just didn't understand why they would have to do that. I mean, yeah, I love Doctor Who. I love watching the old episodes. I love the new episodes. But just leave something alone that I love. Please. Please.
Right. Now, here's the thing. I keep seeing that now they're thinking about doing an Empire Strikes Back parody.
You know what? I'm not even going to bother. At this point, if we just ignore it, it'll go away.
I don't know what the deal is. Somebody keeps calling, but I can't answer it. What the hell is going on here? I can't answer. It's not letting me answer. I have no idea what the freak is going on.
One call and that's it, people. We're done. No more calls.
What the hell? I'm sorry. Whoever keeps calling, I'm so sorry. I don't know what the hell is going on. I have no friggin' clue. This sucks because somebody's trying to talk to us, Bill, and I can't answer the phone.
Go to the chat room.
Yeah. NimChat.com, shout out to everybody there. Don Chep, Glenn, Radio Dan, Credo, Andy.
It's on about a minute delay, but think of your question earlier or look into the future.
Go ahead and try to call back in. I'm going to try to do it again this time. Okay, here we go, Bill. It's still not working. What the hell? It's asking me if I can put you on a conference. No, I can't, because then we'll go off the air. It's not working. Not working. I don't know what the hell. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. What's going on?
I have no idea. Maybe it's because it doesn't say it's a number. It says unknown number.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I got sent a voicemail. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
Okay, nothing.
Hey, I think they have Hot Fuzz on in the background there.
Yeah, they do. They're big fans of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, at the... Radio Hut.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, Bill, now, sorry about whoever keeps calling.
We'll figure it out later.
Dexter and the Brotherhood return this Sunday on...
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh, see, I've been waiting to watch the Brotherhood. I got the first season on DVD, and I want to watch it before I watch the second season. I caught up on Dexter. I absolutely love that show. I think it's ingenious. There's times where it's not great. You can actually tell it's a Showtime show. It's not as polished as an HBO show would be, but I still love it. And I already saw the first two episodes of this season. So
really?
Yeah, they were available online. So I'm going to wait out the... you know, till the third episode airs, but it's going to be an interesting season. Something happens that I don't think anybody will expect.
Now, what about The Brotherhood? Did you watch the first season of that?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's a fantastic show.
I need to. Every time I, I have it in my hand and I want to watch it, but I'm like, I've just been so busy lately and with us expanding to, you know, four shows a week now. I just, you know, it's hard to make the time, but I'm going to have to.
Right. Now, the thing about that first season, it's incredibly violent. I would guess the easiest thing to compare it to is The Sopranos. Oh, Bill, we have a phone call. Again, not working. I don't know what the hell is going on. Somebody else call.
That's really
weird. I don't know if it's just this one person or what. There's a drop-down menu, and I hit conference. But for some reason, with this person calling, it won't let me do a drop-down menu and hit conference.
Huh. Where it says, like, start conference call?
Yeah, there's a menu.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else call in. I know who's trying to call in, and that person not call in, somebody else, and see if it works.
You know who's trying to
call. I don't know why it would do that. My wife called in just fine.
Yeah, that was weird.
Maybe it's something about the Mulberry Town Mall. But here's what I want you to do, Bill.
Okay.
When you watch Dexter this Sunday,
okay,
watch The Brotherhood. I know you don't know what's going on because of the last season. You haven't watched it. But just see how well made it is.
Well, let me watch the first season so that, you know, nothing is spoiled.
Well,
for
just be sure and TiVo what's going on now.
Oh, I will. I will. But I don't want to get
show.
Into it be spoiled.
It's
so.
Got, I guess, Irish gangsters in New England. They're in Rhode Island. It's incredible.
Okay. Well, I'm quarter Irish, so I can get into that. I'm a quarter Italian, too, so I guess, you know, I could get into Sopranos stuff.
Now, last night, a couple of shows premiered, like Chuck.
Yeah.
We already talked about that on Nowhere on Mulberry. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
And I can't wait to see other shows besides that. I don't know what's going on, Bill. The phone
Stop
system...
Stop trying to answer the phone.
It's just not working.
Yeah, it's just not working, people, so stop calling.
Well, I'm worried it's just one person. It's what's going on.
I doubt it's just one person. It's probably a program problem within Skype or something just got, you know, clicked over. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, well, it's just unfortunate. I think other people should keep trying to call in. I think it'll work eventually. Now, here's the deal, Bill, that Heroes premiered last night.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I was pleasantly surprised. It was back to the old kind of form that it was before we started getting annoyed with it towards the end of the season. They were kind of scattered about the characters. And my favorite bit was the Bennett family. And Noah Bennett, who is HRG, Horn Rim Glasses guy, I love the scenes where he's working at, like, a copier place. And he's got an a-hole boss talking about, like, do you want to succeed in this business and stuff like that? I thought that scene was hilarious.
Yeah, I liked that. I thought that was good. Other parts of it I wasn't really happy with, but I'll watch it.
Now, what part was that?
Do I really want to talk about this? Maybe people haven't watched it yet. I mean, should we wait? Or I don't. Do we have someone on the air?
Hello? Hey, the phone worked that time.
Yeah, it did. But with Heroes, I got really... Remember how last year we joked about how if Peter has amnesia...
Yes.
We would stop watching?
Now, yes, but I can see... Here's what I want to talk about, Bill. Okay, we'll get to Peter, but I thought the hero back in time stuff and the reveal that it's a white dude was the samurai. Not only was he not a heroic guy, he was kind of... I mean, this idea was stolen from other places, but I thought that was done really well. He's a drunk.
Also, what about the superhero group being killed off, you know, does that not reek of Watchmen again?
Yeah, it does. And I almost think that's where we're going to go. I've even heard that the beginning of the season is going to be a murder mystery. And the phone system seems to be working, by the way. If you want to call in, 818-935-5132. Maybe some phones don't work. I don't know.
But with the thing at the end and, you know, Peter in a shipping container, who are you?
Well,
I don't know.
Who
Look
shackled him there? Who put him there?
I just blasted you with my unknown now superpowers. I was just like, you know, I thought it was bland. And I thought that the David Anders thing where he shows up is, what's his name? I can't remember. Takizo
Kinsey.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I thought it was humorous, but then I was like, you know what? What's going to happen is Hiro's going to change the past, and he's going to turn Kensei into the hero that the stories are about.
But you think about it. They need Hiro. He's a very powerful character. They need to send him somewhere away from the other characters to kind of go on a journey. I almost think of it like this, Bill. This is a comic book series, and
yes.
Each episode is an issue of the comic. They need to have each of them doing something that almost their own separate arcs. Obviously, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think Tim King has said it's never going to happen. They're not going to live in the Hall of Justice and all hang out together. That's never going to happen. They're always going to be separated. But I think that if they have Hiro having this journey with these characters back in time and it's entertaining, then that'll be pretty cool.
You know, I actually did enjoy the Matt Parkman and Molly stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought that was cool.
Apparently him, HRG, and what's his face? Man, I can't remember his name. Mohinder, yes. Mohinder.
And Ned Ryerson has appeared.
Oh, I love it. Ned Ryerson. He is working with the company, I guess.
Yes, the company is what it's called now.
Yeah, the company. And they're basically trying to bring him down by baiting with Molly in front of them. Like, they want Molly.
And Andy just said in the chat room, the flying kid at school who is befriending Claire.
He's taking a liking to Claire.
Not only was that tad lame, that was like stalker. That was really weird. I'm just floating here outside your window, staring at you.
Here's what that is, okay? It's a love interest for Claire, because obviously she can't love Peter, which everyone wanted, because they're related, so
yeah.
He's her new love interest. They're slowly...
Even though they're loving each other in real life.
Here's the one thing on the show, like, you know, I was like, hey, Heroes is back, this is fun, but the stuff in high school with the cheerleaders, like the bitchy cheerleaders...
Yeah.
I don't want that in Heroes.
Welcome to last year again.
Yeah. Hey, look, Tim Kring just got done watching Mean Girls. Come on, dude. We don't care about Claire in high school, okay? We don't give a shit.
Yeah, put her back in the real world, like whenever she was a waitress.
Yeah, is there anything less interesting than friggin' high school and cheerleaders, bitchy cheerleaders? We don't give a shit.
We went through it once in our lives. We don't need to watch it.
Yeah, and it's not even real. It's fake high school. It doesn't even feel real. The way they talk, everything. It just doesn't feel natural. So don't even go there.
They walk around in herds.
Yeah, and they're all walking in unison or whatever. It's like, I can understand if he's trying to be funny, but it doesn't come off as funny. The HRG stuff in the copy store is funny.
Yeah.
The conversation they had around the table, like, how was your day? Nothing much happened. And I love how the mother finally brings up Mr. Muggles.
I thought for sure they would kill that dog off already.
I was like, oh, hell yeah, Mr. Muggles is back. I love that guy.
But I'll continue watching it. You know, I'm just not real happy with how it's going. It started out so great the first season.
But here's the thing. I think that Lost Season 1 ended kind of on a whimper, too. I think the show still has a chance to have some greatness into it because it still has that atmosphere of a living comic book.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with you. I do. I throw my hands up. You know, I watch it.
Right. Definitely. Now, did you watch Journeyman afterwards?
No.
Journeyman! I thought it was an interesting show, and I was liking it. I liked the premise. Now, here's the one thing that I think they should do. I know it's not Quantum Leap, but the thing that made Quantum Leap so good is that it had a great sense of humor about it. There was, they had funny stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I think the show's a little heavy-handed. I'm sorry, Bill. The show's a little heavy-handed. They need to lighten up the mood a little.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. You know, just one of those things that, you know, if 2 hours of TV a night is good for me, I can't sit there and watch.
Well, it was the big premiere Monday. I got to watch everything.
Oh, okay.
For instance, we got a phone call, Bill.
All right,
and it's not working.
Great.
I don't know why. And I don't know why! It's the same person, I think. I have no idea. But Bill, Journeyman, I think it'll be a good show if they just lighten up. But, it's like I said before. Pilots, they make them like a year passes before they start production on the next episode. So it could be a completely... You know, one thing I want to point out, like if you watch a pilot and then the next episode, like some guy's got longer hair or somebody's... Yeah. It's so funny how they've changed.
Speaking of heroes, though... I love the cliched introverted Nathan. I'm bearded, and I'm drunk, and I'm angry. Oh, my brother's dead. That was a little much.
I agree with you.
Do you?
Yes. There's a part where they show Ando. Might I say Ando was rocking the stick-up hair, man. Does that guy not have the best head of hair you've ever seen on television?
The stick up and the blowout, I mean, come on.
Dude,
people.
The blow dry. Woo, man, it was awesome. But he bumps into Nathan on the street, and he's got that big old beard. And I was just like, whatever. I wasn't interested, didn't care. I did think it was interesting that he looked in a mirror and saw him face himself all burnt up or something.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What the hell was that about?
Maybe he saw him his true self.
I like how he tells his mom, "You're evil. Get away from me." But I'm interested to know where the show's going. They also had the interesting brother and sister. Were they in South America? If I can remember.
No, I think they were in Mexico trying to get over.
He was trying to get her out of the country to New York for help.
I don't know if they were in South America, but they were definitely, trying to cross the border.
Now, something about, her power does something that makes your eyes bleed. I'm thinking she melts her brain or something, makes all the blood vessels explode. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, is, it boils the brain. And, because that's really the only thing I could think of that would make blood come out your eyes. I was thinking, I hate to draw everything to a halt. Okay, so they were in Central America or what? Yeah,
right.
Honduras going to Mexico. So I'm thinking that with Skype, there's an option where you have to click accept all Skype in calls.
Right.
And I think that might not be clicked, so it's not letting you answer something that is unknown.
Where would I do that at?
Under options, you would go into calls, and I think you need to click allow anyone to call me.
Let's see, there's file, view, context, tools, call, help. Which one do I... I don't see the options up here.
Under tools?
Oh,
at
tools.
At the bottom, there should be options.
Oh, okay. Options. Okay.
Now, go to calls and call settings, and then you should click advance.
All right.
And then under, it says allow Skype in calls from, and it's anyone should be clicked, and there might be a check in the box where it says block calls when number is hidden. You want to unclick that and save.
Make I'm sure still looking no... for call settings.
Did you click calls?
I click tools and options.
Okay.
Then I see general privacy, notification, sound devices, hotkeys, connections, call forwarding and voicemail, video, updates, blah, 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 in advance.
What version of Skype are you using?
I don't know.
I think you're using an old version.
Really?
Yeah, you should be updating.
I'll update after the show.
All right. That'll fix the problem, people.
Okay, because I did have a call after that, and it was actually me testing it, and it worked, so...
Yeah, so it's if the line is blocked or if you the caller ID isn't notifiable, we will not be able to answer it. So
oh, okay, maybe are we long distance or?
I don't think it really matters as much as if the line is blocked. And Don Chep, I do not plan on watching Cavemen or Bill Hoffman.
Yeah, we need Don Chep to call in. Let's see, Don Chep. We need to call in. We need you to talk about Viva Laughlin for a second and sell us on why we should watch it.
Yeah, I watched during Dancing with the Stars last night, there was another ad for Cavemen. And it was that same old one where they're doing the karaoke. And I'm just sitting there going, why?
Hey, Bill, I got an idea. Let's do a show where we have cavemen in modern times and they sing karaoke.
Genius.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
I love Swanee, don't you? He's the president and CEO.
You know we're going to have him on. I mean, just we can talk about how people are thinking that there's like some report out that says HD DVD might pull an upset in the end. And
right.
So maybe we can talk about
that. I'm sick of reading articles that says so-and-so says format war will be open in will be over in 3 months. It's like, what? Who the hell? How the hell do you know that?
It's the same people that read Revelations and go, Jesus is coming.
Yeah, and he's ending the format war when he gets here. Jesus supports Blu-ray. No! Yeah, they got to him first.
The second coming involves format wars.
Universal pays Jesus $15 million to endorse HD DVD. Yes!
Armageddon isn't what we think. It's a format war.
Now, we will still take phone calls at 818-935-5132 if you want to talk about Bosom Buddies or John Cryer movies. Call in.
Just make sure your number isn't blocked.
Yeah, make sure your number's not blocked. Everything should be you could also call us on Skype. If you just look up NIM Podcast on Skype, we would be a contact on there, Bill.
Yep.
You can do that also. Now, Bill, I've just got to play this news story that I saw today. I thought it was crazy. And we'll talk about... Oh, wait, I've got a phone call. And it's blocked. It's the same person, I think. Won't let me answer, sorry. Good times. We'll fix that after the show. But let's go ahead and play this news story, and you guys see what you think, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay,
oh,
Bill?
Oh, my, is all you could say when you see this. Police now could see that you probably won't be able to recognize the faces from this footage, but maybe some body language, anything that could lead to a break in the case. They came in costume, armed, waving their weapons in front of the security camera. Even police who see a lot of surveillance video were taken aback by what you're seeing on your screen.
The being possibly females and also being armed with swords, we very seldom see that... That sort of weapon used in robberies.
Their target, this Richland Township Sunoco at the intersection of Routes 8 and 910. Around 3 Saturday morning, the two robbers, believed to be women, entered the gas station. One armed with a dagger, the other with a sword. Both dressed like, well, you know.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
They tied up the
ninjas
and filled a garbage bag full of cigarettes and lottery tickets.
Awesome.
They struggled
nice.
To get it out the door. And forget their unorthodox outfits. Police are more concerned with their accessories.
You know, swords, daggers, whatever they were may have been carrying, they can be used to seriously harm our victims. So it's a very serious crime.
No,
so
really?
Ninjas held up a convenience store.
You know, and they're smart ninjas because they didn't take cash. They took lottery tickets and cigarettes.
Yes. So cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, you can get good money for cigarettes if you sell them across state lines.
I'm trying to wonder, like, do you own the paraphernalia just for fun? You like ninjas, and you're desperate one day, and you're like, I need to rob a store. My ninja collection. I'll use that.
You know what's funny about it, though, is that the cop goes, you know, weapons like that could be used to harm people. like guns aren't any different. Would have been better if they robbed the store with a gun. does that not harm someone? Or
they whipped out throwing stars. Ninja throwing stars.
Daggers. Them daggers are dangerous. You could really hurt someone with one of them. I mean, should they come in with, like, a pellet gun? Like a Red Ryder?
I'd like them to come in with those. There's this one, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, this martial arts weapon. It's called a Manrique Gusari. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but the word is like Manrique Gusari. And I'm like, that's the coolest name for a weapon I've ever heard. It's like a chain with a blade on the end. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm real excited about tomorrow, Bill. I'm so excited.
And why is that?
You don't know why? Tomorrow is Bionic Wednesday.
Bionic Wednesday?
Yeah. How sweet is that?
What does that entail?
It entails Bionic Woman premiering.
Oh.
Are you excited, Bill?
Yeah.
What premieres are left you're really excited about? Obviously, we're not getting Lost for a while. That's like February, I think.
Gosh,
I'm excited about
Friday Night Light.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights in October. That's next week, next Friday. Yeah, I still need to watch that premiere on Yahoo, unless they've taken it down.
I'm sure it's still up, but why not just wait till Friday, or, you know, whatever.
I'm excited about Dirty Sexy Money on Wednesday.
Did you know that one of the female characters on that show is a transgendered male?
Get out of here!
Born a man, now a woman, and she's on the show.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes. And you know what? It actually looks like a man in drag.
Good for him or her?
It? Because it's not really a female body part down there. It's just kind of like a gaping wound.
Okay. Hey. Well, hey, The Office returns this week, Bill.
All right. Hey.
ER's back.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm just not excited about My Name is Earl anymore. It does nothing for me anymore.
Yeah, no, me neither. Maybe it's the Scientology.
That's it. Bad taste. Mm-hmm. Scientology. It's too Scientological for me, Bill.
It is. I can't get that Scientology.
Do you think that they could possibly get any more Scientologists on this season?
You know what? You can always get more Scientology.
If you saw a commercial for this week on My Name is Earl, let's see, who would be a good one?
John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, Ann Archer.
No, what's the one
Leah
that just
Remini.
Won the Oscar? Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tom Cruise gets Scientological.
If Forrest Whitaker all of a sudden was on My Name is Earl, would you be shocked at all?
No, no. You would be playing Idi Amin on Earl.
Hey, Andy in the chat room, he says we blow because we don't like Earl. Hey, no, let me tell you something, Andy. I like Earl, but I don't know. It does nothing for me anymore.
It burnt me. It's just burnt out.
I love the characters, and I could not believe that Jamie Presley won a freaking Emmy for being the most irritating, annoying, obnoxious character on television.
She's being herself.
Emmy-worthy.
Just doesn't... I don't understand that
How
at
did
all.
She win the Emmy?
I mean, these are the same people that didn't nominate Friday Night Lights for any actors in their
Connie
category.
Britton? Oh. No. There's had to have been some other comedy than Jamie Presley. For Christ's sake, give Crabman a friggin' Emmy.
Yeah, I mean, really, that he does more than she does, comedy-wise.
But you know what? I forgot. Oh, man, SVU premieres tonight. Yes!
I thought that was always on. Like, it didn't happen.
It never ends.
It's always on.
It's premiering tonight, Bill.
Wow.
An all-new Law & Order SVU.
Are they going to have... is it ripped from the headlines?
Yeah, don't you love when they do that? Ripped from the headlines. The best one they did last season was ripped from the headlines, and it was Anna Nicole, and it was Christy Swanson. Man, what a train wreck. No. The other best one, it was on the regular Law & Order, which was horrible last season, was Chevy Chase playing Mel Gibson's part, where he called girl Sugar Tits.
Yeah, that was great. What are you looking at, Sugar Tits?
Genius! Come on!
Those Jews.
Where's the Emmy for Chevy Chase?
Yeah, did John Larroquette win the guest award this season again?
God, you gotta love Chevy Chase, man.
John Larroquette has more guest Emmys than any other person in the world.
I loved him, Dan, on Night Court. Hey, that's another sitcom that I loved as a kid.
I even liked his show where he worked at a train station.
Yeah, wasn't that just the John Larroquette show?
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta try harder than that, naming a show.
The John Larroquette show. It's like how Sarah Silverman makes fun of that and calls her show the Sarah Silverman Program, period.
That's the Gary Shandling show. I always loved his. This is the theme to Gary Show. The theme to Gary Show. He called me up on the phone and said, write me a theme song. I always loved that.
Yes, I think everyone loves Mel Gibson because of Sugar Tits. He puts all our thoughts into, action.
You know, the thing about that, when that happened, I love Mel Gibson and his body of work. I just think he's an incredibly talented guy. I don't have to like the guy's personal beliefs, do I?
No.
I don't have to care that he's like a strict, like, Catholic. He's like from this separated sect of Catholics where they're like into...
He doesn't believe any of the rulings of the Vatican II, and he does all their masses are in Latin. And
right. Yeah, I mean, he's into some deep shit, but that's none of my business. I don't care. I enjoy his films.
You know, it makes him a stronger person for his, he does what he does. At least he has the courage of his convictions.
I don't judge anybody on their religion, John Travolta. I love Tom Cruise movies, and I think he's a friggin' whack job.
I'm sorry that Mel Gibson gets drunk and berates Jews, but sometimes it just
That's unfortunate. I feel sorry for the guy that he feels that way. He says he doesn't. He was just drunk, but, I mean, that sucks.
I disagree with it.
Hey, at least he was drunk and said it, not like that Amber on Big Brother.
Yeah, she was stone sober when she said it.
And she said more asinine things than...
But the thing is, I'm not going to defend Mel Gibson. I'm just going to say, hey, as a person, I probably wouldn't like him. I don't like belligerent drunks anyway.
No.
Of any creed or race or sex. But I think he's a great director and actor. So that doesn't mean I would give him a Nobel Peace Prize or anything. It just means I appreciate his work.
Yes.
Much like I do Chevy Chase.
Looks like we're coming up on the end of the episode.
Yes, we are. How much time we got left?
I think about 2.5 minutes, but we didn't even get to talk about my rejuvenated love for classic era gaming.
But we got tomorrow, Bill. We'll do it tomorrow. What do you say? On the lunchtime show, and we'll have the phone system fixed. I got to bitch slap Foggy when we're done. He said everything was good to go.
Foggy should bitch slap you, man. You haven't upgraded to the new Skype.
Hey, that's up to him. That's what I pay him for, okay?
Yeah, he gets far too much blame.
You know what it is?
Defending him, but...
Bill, it is superstition. Skype has worked fantastic the last month, 2 months, and with no problems, and I was afraid to update.
All right, T-minus 30 and counting, people.
All right, laters, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one. Where's my lunchtime ender music? There we go.
Talk some Atari, some Coleco. Tomorrow.
Doing the robot. NimPodcast@gmail.com. Send us some email. NowhereInMulberry.com. Be our friend on MySpace. We're pathetic. Do the robot. Do the robot.
You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.